This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two earthquakes, not one, says Turkey. A massive 7.8 and hours later a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, though the effects of that second earthquake are not yet clear. More than 1,500 people are known dead in Turkey and neighboring Syria, and many believe still trapped. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what Turkey's president is saying this morning.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says thousands of people have been injured, many rescued from collapsed structures, explaining, because the debris removal efforts are still continuing, we do not know how high the number of dead and injured will be. He adds, our hope is that we recover from this disaster with the least loss of life possible. And I pray that God protects us and all humanity from such natural disasters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A small earthquake rumbled through western New York this morning, alarming people but apparently causing no significant damage. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 3.8 earthquake centered east of Buffalo in the suburb of West Seneca. That was about 6:15 in the morning. Again, no significant damage. USGS seismologist Yarub Altawil says this isn't an area that gets many earthquakes.
The last 3.8 that happened in that region was in 1999, in November. There was an earthquake 2.6 that took place in March last year, and before that there were another 2.6 in March 2020.
China's accusing the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force in shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon. Fox says it has sold out all of its Super Bowl ad space. The big game between the Chiefs and the Eagles is Sunday. Yes, she is the Grammy's most decorated artist of all time, Beyoncé. This is AP News. What do Democrats think of President Biden? The AP's Jennifer King has the results of a new poll.
A new poll finds many Democrats are saying no thank you to another 4 years of President Biden. A majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for Joe Biden, despite his insistence that he plans to seek re-election in 2024. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows just 37% of Democrats say they want Biden to seek a second term, down from 52% in the weeks before the midterm elections. Follow-up interviews with poll respondents suggest the 80-year-old's age is an issue. Biden is already the oldest president in U.S. history. At the State of the Union address on Tuesday, Biden has an opportunity to confront doubts about his competence to govern. Jennifer King, Washington.
Gas is down to $3.47 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's still 18 cents higher than a month ago, but it's down 3 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.